This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We are still early in the new marketing year, and we've started off with some nice export sales numbers. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales came in as expected.
850,000 tons. We were looking for anywhere from 550 to 1.4 million. So it does look a little disappointing when your upper end is 1.4. But overall, this is right in line with the five-year average. This is not necessarily the big selling time for corn anyway. So this is just right what we needed. We'll take it. It's not disappointing at all.
McBride said the numbers were even better for soybeans.
On the bean side of things, very good. This is a 1.75 million ton week for old crop, or for, well, it's technically the old crop now. We were looking for a high end of 1.6, so well over the upper end of the range of estimates, also well over the five-year average.
While sales are still behind, McBride said now is not the time for them to pick up quite yet.
We know that the big time for corn sales usually comes in December, January, February. It's before Brazil gets to into that Safrinha crop marketing time frame. So we usually are a little bit delayed versus where the beans need to be sold now over the next month or two. We've been a little bit behind, but bean sales right now have been playing catch up for the last few weeks here. They've been doing very well. So we're actually starting to catch up to where we need to be.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.